Race two is the Gothic Stakes, the Potty Track Gothic for the three-year-old, scratching his four Icon of Dubai, and the market trend.
Greg, we have Snitzer Peg 9, Beau Jest, Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $4.20, Eclair Sunshine 5, Octobello 7, Almighty 12, Give 34, Lord Sundowner 550, Vuzzergeist 13, Would Have Thought So 750, and McTier 41. Beau Jest as the favourite has been drifting throughout betting. We opened $3.50 on Wednesday and all the way out to $4.20. Eclair Sunshine has had support, $6.50 was the opening price, now at $5, and even specking for Octobello, who was as much as 9 into 7. And Lord Sundowner has been a little bit easy as well, did get into a short as $4.80 at $5.50 there. So varying opinions in the second, Greg.
Okay, and Warren, I'd imagine that Lord Sundowner, who's led and won his last two, will be up there again?
You'd think he would be, Greg. Inside him, I think Almighty probably rolls forward also, and nearer the inside, I think Eclair Sunshine, and perhaps even Wuzzergeist, although he's back in distance, mightn't be too far away. But I agree, I think Lord Sundowner will certainly be right up there. It should generate a reasonable tempo.
What do you think?
I'm going with him. Gee, on the drier ground, he was very impressive last start. I know it's another rise in grade, but he took it to another level. Even if he holds that level without improving on it, I think he's going to be right in the mix. His two wins have been terrific in recent times, but his last win was just outstanding, and the clock backed him up. 8, Lord Sundowner. Beau Jest comes through some races where probably been run to suit in recent times, and it might be a bit more of a test here, but the Sydney form generally holds up well, and they took the option of running here rather than the Blue Sapphire during the week. Octobella's going well, was strong to the line, and will be so also. A subtle tempo up front will suit Octobella, and I thought Snitzer Peg, I was doubting him at some way out to the 1400 metres last start, but he won well, albeit with a nice run. 8, 2, 5 and 1.
8-2-5-1. I think even Darren Weir did say that he was surprised with Snitzer Peg's win, but do you rate him anywhere here, Matt?
I reckon it's a really even race, and I'm searching for value, Greg. We had a little thing going for a while where we'd get the best-backed runner anywhere in Australia on, and it was the greatest moz of all time. It stopped every single one. One of them was Almighty, and we stopped it at $1.60 off a hot trial at Newcastle one day. But I've been monitoring it ever since, and it was solid behind a very good one in D'Argento at Rose Hill after that, and then it sort of just switched things around and went to the front at Newcastle, and just wonder whether it might be furnishing into one of those nice Snowden and Snowden horses. The top jock's on Kay McAvoy, it's $13, it's progressive, the Sydney Wave tends to come down and dominate about now, so I reckon all those factors add up to Almighty being a pretty enticing little bet at about 12-1 here. Beau Jest also represents a Sydney form, coming through probably stronger form lines. Didn't have much luck wide last start. It'll run well. Eclair Sunshine's a strong on pacer that'll run well. And for fourth, maybe Snitzer Peg. But I just think it's probably a little bit over the odds here, given the Snowden factor and the McAvoy factor and all that sort of stuff in the Sydney form. So I'm happy to have something on the six. Six to beat, 2, 3, and 1.
So many different form lines, Dean. Where are you going?
Yeah, it is, Greg. And also, I'm always a great believer in trainers targeting races every year that they've had success in. And there's a lot of trainers here that have done well in this race. The Snowdens have done well, Godolphin, Darren Weir in recent years with Mahuta, and even Mick Price. And they're all represented here. So it's, I would say, a bit of a target race. I'm going to go with Octobello. I liked his first up win. He was strong through the line, and I think he can measure up again. I think it's going to be a good race for Mick Price. I think Lord Sundowner, the way he improved on the drier ground at Echuca, can give a great sight here. Eclair Sunshine, he finished just behind Royal Symphony. He finished ahead of Lavendi. Both of those horses were terrific in the Guineas last week. So I think he measures up, and Beau Jest for Godolphin coming off a different form line again from Sydney, but should get a good run here. But yeah, Almighty's the other one I'll be certainly including in the multiples. It's a very competitive race. 5, 8, 3, 2.
5, 8, 3, and 2. Yeah, tough race. I'm with Octobello as well. I think he's good value in it to beat 1 Snitzer Peg, 3 Eclair Sunshine. And I'm going to throw 9 Vassergeist in as a chance here. I thought Trent gave him a bit of a push, Trent Sutton, this morning.